Fortunately, the Erie County Commission on the Status of Women has been committed to the issue of domestic violence for the past 4 years. And so we are doing our efforts to bring awareness to this issue. And this is just a, you know, so much broader. The fact that it's number two after drug trafficking is just eye-opening. So what we will do, and we'll always continue to do, and use the county as a platform, is to continue to bring that awareness and let people know, because that's the only way we can make progress, is just to get it out there. It's not a pleasant subject to talk about, and that's what we've learned about domestic violence, but we feel like that in order for things to change, we have to talk about it.
And that's what you think about. We're here to celebrate women's history, but we have still so many hurdles ahead to help these women.
Yes, we do. Just as a population, we still have so much more to go. We have made great strides, but the fact that we, you know, still are not there yet with pay equity, just being represented, our politicians that are representing us, we're not at the table making decisions about our lives.
The Erie County Executive talked about that pay equity issue. He's made some promises.
April, I know, is pay equity month, that we move forward with a strong plan of pay equity, not only in government, which we have already, but in the private sector, to ensure that we are leading once again. So when people think of New York State, upstate New York, western New York, they're thinking not just about the history of the women's movement in the past, but how this area is still leading for the future.
How do you hold them accountable to move forward with those promises?
Well, yes, I was very, very excited to note that this county executive is very committed to this issue. And the Commission on the Status of Women, we've already been asked to come to the table and talk with the administration about how they will proceed on this. And so, you know, we will really use the Commission on the Status of Women to make sure that we keep this going forward and do whatever we can. This is a very interesting way, this policy that he's talking about doing, and I think that it just goes to show, once again, Buffalo oftentimes does have these unique and forward-thinking initiatives, and so we'll work as hard as we can to do that.
From what you know and researched, is the disparity here with pay equity worse in our community or about the same in the state or nationwide?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it is about the same. It is, as the county executive said, about 77%. I think, actually, in New York State, it might be a little higher, maybe a little over 80, but still, that's just not good enough. And it is hard to believe that, you know, for like 20 or 30 years when we started talking about this, that the dial has not moved yet.
It almost sounds like with these issues of pay and human trafficking, you need to tackle them as we have, as you said, tackled domestic violence. We've drawn great awareness of it in our community, and we've made great strides.
Yes, awareness. I think that people we kind of get comfortable, and we see some women really being successful and really being paid maybe at a higher level, but they stand out, and that's not representative. And we have a lot of women, most of the women sort of at that mid-level, a lot of women doing the work, but not actually getting the pay. So I think that's what it is that there's sort of a misconception out there that we have made strides there, but they're really not true.
Well, Siri Becker, thank you so much for talking about all the problems and issues we have to tackle ahead.
Thank you very much for being here.